Yes, you was your Uganda.
Praise Jesus, brethren.
Welcome
back in the first aspect. And we thank God who has taught us how to profit. Even now he's going to be adding us to teach us how to profit. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So tumwebaza mukama.
Now we thank him the Lord
okuita moyo mutukuvu
through the Holy Spirit
agenda maso nokubanga atuyigiriza
who moves on to teach us.
Nera tugenda kweyongerayo.
Once again we move on.
Buza ku muganda
greet for us to neighbor.
Mwagalize ebisinga obulungi.
Wish them the best.
Ebiveri Katonda omulamu.
Which come from the living God.
Maze okumubuuza.
Have you greeted them?
Atugende maso.
Let's move on.
Amanya ne ddoboozi.
And by name and voice.
Omutume Ronald Hope Witness.
Apostle Ronald Hope Witness.
Omune Musumba.
Together with Pastor Bosa.
Omusome wa Fua Bible.
And our Bible reader, Pastor Robin.
Tubagala nnyo mwenna.
We love you all.
Mulinyali ya mukama wafe Yesu.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Mwe bali kwewa yoko nonya Katonda omulamu.
Thank you for committing yourselves to seek the living God.
Ewa kubadde nga hali wala buli omukufu.
Even though he's not far from each one of us.
Ngaba yogera mikwa batume 17.
Like he speaks in Acts 17.
19 paka 25.
19-25.
You
walk and have our way and live in him.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. The only way to understand him,
when
we come back in the holy book and we read, and we seek and read there. Like Isaiah 34:16. Look in the book of the Lord and read. For none of them will miss its mate. For the mouth of the Lord commanded it, and the Spirit of the Lord gathered all things. We move on to see the schemes of the devil unto God and unto his church.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
in these schemes, we've been seen to celebrate the Spirit of God and his works of righteousness, and the Spirit of the devil and its works of unrighteousness. Right from January,
we are
going to see the right Christ and his church, and the false Christ and their churches. And after that, we shall see the right gospel of God the Father, the gospel of the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, which involves getting born again, given a body from heaven, to eat the spiritual food of the word, to separate it from the gospels of the devils, which preach the world and its desires.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But we still move on as we see the schemes of the devil unto God and unto his church. We still separate the Spirit of God and his works of righteousness from the Spirit of the devil and his works of unrighteousness.
And
we still see the number 666, of which Satan is responsible.
Jezebel
and the false prophets.
Yes,
praise Jesus. As we wind up the second six, which Jezebel is responsible. Today we had to see the seventh head, which is on upon the beast, which we know as the seventh mountain, where the dark breast sits to reign over nations, the clans and languages. It's to say, the seventh head, it's the seventh mountain, where the dark breast sits to reign over nations. And that head, it's called the healthy system, or the healthy system. Sector. We want to tell you how Satan confused the people when he passed through Jezebel to reign over whatever is unhealthy.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
to wanting to show them that perhaps their lives are in his hands. And he makes people think that he's the one who gives out medicine. And he threatens people. And they think that perhaps he can kill them. All that you're going to be seeing
it.
But we taught you
that
people enter the fear of the devils. They can't enter the kingdom of God. Now we put things like that. And you believe in the false fear. And as the number 666 is working.
So right what
now today we see the seventh mountain. The seventh mountain. Head on a beast, healthy of the devils.
Yes, we
praise Jesus. Involves a lot of conning.
Like
the medicine you hear, they call forever living. They try to contend against God. That He alone can give you life eternal.
You are
on medicine calling it forever living.
The
blasphemous names you hear upon the beasts.
It's
no medicine which is make you forever living. Praise Jesus.
When you hear
forever living as you blaspheme God, as they seal you at the same time.
So now
we had to see that head. In Revelation
17,
verse 9 tells us this. Revelation 17, verse 9.
Awe wali omoyo gulina magezi.
Need the wisdom which is in the word of God.
Like
it told in Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter
8.
Verses
8.
And to 10.
If
they have rejected the word of God, what wisdom is within them?
To be able to
understand things, we need the wisdom within the word. That's why see, here is where this wisdom.
Kubikulirwa esula ya 17 olunyoro mwenda.
Revelation 17 verse 9.
Awe wali omoyo gulina amagezi. Emitwe 7 zensozi 7 omukazi zatuddeko.
Olide bulungi.
Have you heard clear?
Emitwe 7 ejiri ku nsoro.
Heads on the beasts.
Emitwe 7.
The 7 heads.
Zensozi 7.
They are the 7 mountains.
Omwezi kwatudde.
Where the adulteress is seated. When he based on these mountains,
they
reign over all nations.
Revelation
13, verses 1.
Revelation
13,
verse 1.
This beast,
it
has 10 horns, which we saw, the 10 major fallen angels who reign within the kings of this world,
yes,
and the rulers.
Yes.
Praise Jesus. But the 7 heads, they told us they are mountains, which the adulterous rains,
and
not easy to escape under the sun.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
many arraigned within things like that. Like we told you, we
had
to see the mount of the healthy of the devils. We've been confused in this world.
We
discover what concerns the real healthy.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But they told us,
the
beast not a physical beast from the waters. But according to Daniel, Daniel 7, verse
23,
the beast they mean the kingdom of the devil. Let's see, read.
Daniel
7:23.
Daniel 7:23.
Daniel 7:23.
Nayogera bwati nti. Ensolo eyokuna eriba obwakabaka obwokuna mu nsi obutalifaanana ng'obwakabaka bonna era buli ly'ensi zonna era buli zisambirira era buli zimenyaamenya
trampling and break all things down.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But don't forget, most people wait in a beast to come from the water. But friend, this beast is the kingdom of the devils. But we try to tell you, we follow the spirit of the devils,
and
it raises its rulership among its people, and it puts in place 7 mountains, and in it it reigns over all people. That's why people reach the beast to come from many waters. But friend, there's no beast to come from there.
The
it's a kingdom we speak of. It springs from the midst of people. And that kingdom up now is existing.
Yes,
praise Jesus. For Revelation
17,
verses 15,
they
tell us of the many waters where the beast comes from. And they tell us this. Revelation
17
verse 15.
n'amawanga n'ennimi.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Tiamaziga n'ensolo
kweri. That the waters where the beast is, where it gets out from. It doesn't mean physical waters of the seas, but it means the lands, nations, and languages. Now the kingdom of the devils, which is known as the beast, people in it can act like you see animals. They can grow when they have exposed their private parts like animals. They can do immorality publicly, just as animals are. They can eat grass, just as you see them eating mirror. They have wisdom, it's hanging there. It's not understandable. Like animals, but it's animals. This is another beast they have plotted, put in place. They mix up life which is like animals which you don't understand. People walk in that life. They join acts of different animals. They join and make a kingdom like that. And we told you that the devil is the deceiver of the entire world and is an accuser. But Jezebel, she is there to invent all the abominations, all things which contain the things of God. And we know she's the mother of all adulterers, they who forsake the Lord. Adultery of first abandoning God before you go to physical adultery, and every abomination, all things which are detestable before the Lord, which contend with God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
now that kingdom, when you hear it, they tell the beast, big beast which will come from the waters. This is the kingdom springing from the people, the nations, clans, and languages. And those people have those ways.
So we get
to see the healthy head. Its life in it is like of the animals. People don't know where they came from, where they're going. They don't know where they ends here or it moves on.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
This is a
they are trusted things, we are not worthy to be trusted.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
So akugambi.
Now he has told you, like you see, that in the kingdom of God, if the Spirit of God appears,
then
the kingdom of God has already come. Now the devil knows it. If what is called the Spirit, it's what works like Jezebel, if it manifests its detestable things, the adultery of abandoning God, which is too much, even the kingdom of the devil is working in the people. People who are waiting to see the beast, which is to come from the many waters. We want to tell you that thing you're not going to see it.
But
get back the wisdom of God. You can see it right now, it's existing. It's been there a long many years back. Many of the tales of these beasts, they showed the beasts on television walking, running from the waters. Brethren, it's not a physical beast from the water. This is the kingdom of the devils.
It's the
spirit of the devil working in the people.
Matthew 12:28.
I give an example. When the Spirit of God appears, the kingdom of God has come. Even the devil's kingdom is
the devil.
When the spirit of the devil manifests, does its works, and then the people, the kingdom of the devil has appeared. But they faked it to make people appear like animals. But the devil says, oh Jezebel,
first
fallen angel to fall and join the devil.
He
told the devil, you lie the people, and after they escape from you, and you go, you accuse them to restore them.
But
me, I tell you one thing,
lie
people, make them appear like animals,
that
they will not have a mind to escape from you again. She's a mother of all abominations she invents, and the devil endorses it, you have invented.
Let's read Matthew 12:28.
Matayo esula ya kumi na biri, olunyiriyo lwa biri mumu nana.
Matthew 12:28.
Na ye, obanga nze ngoba daimoni kubo moyo wa Katonda, kalo bwakabaka bwa Katonda buba jide.
Olaba bwakabaka bwa Katonda.
The kingdom of God.
Singo moyo wa mkama we mirembe atuka.
If the peaceful spirit of God appears.
Arabi sibwa.
He manifests and sees.
Bwakabaka bwa Katonda buba mazo kutuka.
The kingdom of God has already come.
What
I want to tell you next,
the kingdom
of the devil or the spirit of the devil, Jezebel and his abomination, they
have
spread everywhere, even reaching to enter charge.
Well,
if the spirit of God is no more in charge,
then
it means the spirit of the devil is really in there. And it means that the acts of the spirit of God,
their
hearts to be seen in there. Like mercy, like faithfulness, like wishing others and things like that.
You'll see pastor
driving all his cars, never
mind.
He will build his own houses.
Yet,
he's in the spirit of the kingdom of the devil of the beasts. For each one sleeps wherever it finds. Everyone mind of your business. Now it's like this. When you hear what they call the kingdom of the devil,
we speak
of the devil's spirit working people. But these things, they appear like beasts. They are like beast-like.
And
God be plotted just.
There's
no animal in reality which appears like that. And it has 10 horns and 7 heads.
So, it's
something plotted.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
Na yenga okusinzira mu Ephesians 2.
But according to Ephesians 2,
singo omuntu alemerwa ofugibwa obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
Someone pays to be controlled by the Spirit of God.
Omoyo wa Katonda.
The Spirit of God and His kingdom.
Then what abayolekedwa okufugibwa omoyo gwa Satan.
Then they had to be reigned over by the Spirit of the devils.
Era butedevu abera mu bwakabaka bwa Satan.
Straight there in the kingdom of the devils.
Ephesians 2.
Ephesians 2.
Ephesians
2 from verse 1.
Era namwe yabazukiza bwe mwali nga mufiride mu byonono ne bibi byammwe bye mwatambulirangamu edda ng'emirembe gy'enseno bwe giri okugobereranga omukulu w'obuyinza obw'omubbanga omwoyo ogukoza kakano mu baana abatawulira.
Omwoyo ogukoza muki?
A spirit of working in children.
Mu baana abatawulira.
Of disobedience.
Era bwe bwakabaka obwemuliro obw'ensolo.
The kingdom you hear of the beasts.
Obusibuka mu bantu
ddala. Which springs from the people.
At yesterday, you are called.
What the devil did?
Yadira qualities out which story you could see.
Qualities of every animal on this world.
Is every color embarazazo.
Their acts and their character. And he plotted, packed his spirits. Raise up a kingdom like that.
Abantu,
people, and they can eat grass. Or they can smoke.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Abantu nga kugamba aliyawa asobola okuyita obwerere ng'embuzi. Embuzi
bweyise
ebitundu byayo
bwe. God passing its nakedness outside.
Abantu nga basobola okukola ebintu bya sex
ng'embuzi
bwe. Obekoko, oba abantu bonna.
Like a hen or an animal on every public place. That is their kingdom.
In
many acts we shall move on to know.
The
of the devil you've seen his acts. That is the kingdom you hear of.
But
on the 7 heads,
it's
something which is blotted.
So
though we started
7 heads,
we show you the first head, the spiritual false church. That head we first saw.
Where
there are churches and they are just buildings. And not church you the people.
Like
you wake up and you build a house for your animal to live in.
He
decided to make you like animals.
Then,
now the spiritual wickedness or sorcery is the second head or the second mountain. The spiritual wickedness. Where it involves demons of the clans. Fallen angels appearing as demons of our dead relatives. And gods over nations. And a person can never remember their gods.
It is sorcery.
They bewitch you. As long as they have gotten born, they have already bewitched you.
You
find on the world people having their gods they are worshipping.
And
you think that perhaps their dead relatives are coming to
hell.
But they are fallen angels.
For
all the dead end up in hell. Mostly there is no God in righteous.
Except
the righteous rich in the city of God. Most of those we saw them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The third head. We saw the politics.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Ebyobufuzi.
Politics. Of the kingdom of the devils.
Where the leaders
no more remembering God reigns in the kingdom of the children of men.
And
they think
their
ancestral spirits chose them to be leaders. Like you say, the kings, the princesses. But they forget. God is what had prepared them to be leaders. And they have taken over much authority to themselves.
But
he showed you what happened to people like Nebuchadnezzar. How they lifted themselves up. And they worshipped the demons, their gods.
Or
the fallen angels. In this political head,
there are
judges who are thieves, they who press other people, and they don't fear a God. And they forget the chief judge who is God.
And
in it we saw lawyers. They would have appeared like the Holy Spirit to plead for others. And to convict they who have done sin.
But
they don't fear God at all. Even the one who stole, they plead for them. They plead for them, they say, never stole.
The lawyer
tell me the truth, whether you did it, I'll find a way to plead for you.
It's
a kingdom moving on. People can see them with their physical eyes.
But it's
with the wisdom of the word of God.
Then
and we saw the fourth head of this economic sector.
In
that is what we call Mr. Money.
Agamba munonye.
He tells us, seek me.
Ne katonda agamba nange
munonye. Even God says, seek me.
Kati bali mulutala abantu.
Now the two are battling.
Umutogo ebyenfuna.
In the economic head.
Na yenga ateche unyisa.
But it's surprising.
Mr. Money bamunonye.
We don't even sleep.
Na yokunonya katonda.
But seeking God.
Katonda agamba.
God tells you.
Umulinda bamunekene.
When you see me, search me with all your heart.
Mr. Money agamba nange bonko atakonekene nyola boba yes.
If you touch me, search, see, prove whether I'm original, not fake. And the battle is there.
It's
a mountain to escape it.
Mr. Money,
Mr. Money is a root of every evil. Right from the source, the devil.
And
have money, you must be filled with the word of God to control it.
Not
to pervert from the track of heaven. But it's not that. That they will not buy. Neither to sell. Except when they have the number 666.
Like
Revelation 13 tells us.
From
verse
15
to
17. Yes,
praise Jesus.
So, emitwaji notuze tujiraba.
Now we've seen these heads.
Tuwolekele omutu ogwomukaga.
We headed the sixth head.
No, gwakutano.
That is the fifth.
Ogumanyiddwa nga ebyenkolagana.
Known as the social relations.
In
nations, clans and languages.
People
forgot the holy clan of heaven.
In
their home in heaven.
And they
began to say, we originate from here.
Others
from this mountain. And we got lost in those things.
Number 666
has been doing many things.
But
there's a holy clan within heaven. Which we have to get back
to.
Now in the head of social relations,
when
the nations, clans and languages, in it they scattered nations.
Scattered
people and they forgot that their father is all one in heaven. And each one had their tribe and nation. And you die that they're going to be burying you there.
You don't remember
you came from heaven, you have to get back there.
And
you die as you're being sealed with the number 666. You don't get from the body saying, but I join on my forefathers on the mountain of this place.
don't want
to go back to your home in heaven. You don't neither know there. We saw that head.
Then to ask you, we went to games and sports.
Then see the head of games and sports. I think so much in games and sports. How you joke and play on your life. You play
my
and it's a joker you play on your life. You joke on it. Like we saw in Proverbs 26:19. Someone kills you as they say we are joking and playing.
You'll
be hurt, you give it out. Give me flour.
The flour
they put on your graveyards. You ask for space.
They
will use it to bury you. And you ask for dice. Give me diamond. Dice. You ask for dice. You get Ludo, you play. You look for six, three
points.
You shake your shrine things and throw them down. Looking for six. There are many things we saw. You get here to chase demons in church. You go out to support the red devils. The Magister.
Kati oyinza okubeera mu byemizannyo naye nga ssebo ky'ebyokwekolera
eyo. By what you do to your soul there.
Olimu kutunda mwoyo gwo buli lunaku.
You're selling your soul every day.
Be mizimu n'omala n'ogiwagira.
Demons you get out, you support them.
Kati nga waliwo abawagira ba vipers.
There's others who support the vipers.
Wagira misota sitana.
You support vipers sports club, the devils.
Nimugena nimukubono pool.
And you go, you play pool table.
Amawanga gona n'ogakubanga ogasindika mu bunnya.
You beat them, them in the pits. Nations, clans and languages, you beat them in the pits. Now we saw much there.
Satan
captured songs of the world, brought them in the church.
Atemba yenna,
all the drama,
fusa fusa.
Every magic. We saw many things in there. The one who wants that head, you asked after we have edited the message. But right now, we want to see the last heads. Of the health system. The healthy of the devils. I tell them in them are many blasphemous names. Like you hear forever living. The medicine or food, supplements. But it's possible for it to sustain you forever.
That's why
you see Revelation 17. He says this, verse 1.
Kubikulirwa esula ya 17 olunya olusooka.
Revelation 17 verse 1.
Ne wajja omu kuba malayika omusanvu abaalina ebibya omusanvu. N'ayogera nange, n'angamba nti jangu wano, nange nnaakulaga omusango gw'omwenzi omukulu atuula ku mazzi amangi. Bakabaka b'ensi gwe baayenda naye, n'aba batuula ku nsi ne batamira omwenge gw'obwenzi bwe. N'antwala mu ddungu mu mwoyo, n'endaba omukazi ng'atudde ku nsolo emmyufu ng'ejjudde amannya ag'obuvvoozi.
Ng'erinaki?
And it has what?
Manya ngago ga buvuzi.
Names and they are blasphemous.
Buno bwe bwakabaka bwennyini.
This is the real kingdom of the devils.
Akano ngabula bisiddwa mu bantu.
Right now it's appeared in the people.
Usingana erinnya nga liri ku kintu ng'ekyo ekizigo.
A name like on a product like that,
forever living.
And it says forever living.
But
if you put it upon your body, you will live forever. Who tells you that? Eternal life is in what?
Soma Yokana.
Read John.
Yokana 17:3.
John 17:3.
Yokana esula ya 17 olunyo lw'okusatu.
John 17 verse 3.
Agambye nti buno bwe bulamu obutagwawo okumanya gwe Katonda omu ow'amazima n'oyo gwe watuma Yesu Kristo.
Kaakati.
Now, eternal life, or to live forever,
it's
knowing the one true God, and Christ Jesus is sent.
An
entire company is called Forever Living.
It's products,
or when you eat them, or you put on your body, you live forever. It's for life. Some of the samples of the names which are blasphemous. And if you put those products on your skin, forever living.
Instead
of knowing the one true God to live forever,
and
Christ Jesus is saying, you are putting on a jerry that forever living. Who tells you you're going to live forever if you put that jerry upon yourself? Corrupted the human mind that they're like an animal, which doesn't understand.
The one who
began that company died. Why did he live forever?
They are
blasphemous names. To prove these names are blasphemous.
They
corrupted man and they appeared like an animal which never exists. They made them cigarette and they're going to drink it and smoke it.
It's dangerous
and
it for your life.
Smoking is harmful to your life.
And
they remain smoking it to prove they have corrupted their mind. And they put on alcohol. Drink it carefully. Who drinks alcohol carefully?
When
you begin to drink after you've corrupted your mind already. That's the kingdom of the devil. And in the healthy system,
they
messed up most of all things.
Right
from the beginning figure to use. The food and the grass and the herbs. The devil first claimed every herb. And he showed that it's for the devil's, his. But has he ever planted any grass on this world? Did you find a devil make grass grow?
We're
going to see that system.
You'll
see that most of the even the born again fear to use the herbs that they drink them. And they say it's for the devils.
To just
get from the field to drink it at the herb. No, the devil is in the house. But when did the devil raise grass to grow?
He
got things God freely gave you and he grabbed them. You know he's a thief. After he claims the one giving it to you, you know the herbs, it's me giving them.
And you think
the things of hell are in the hands of him. His herbs.
You
can come and threaten you. You refuse to worship me, your food is not going to grow. And you ask, when do they begin to host food race? If you believe they come, make your food not grow. People in different nations, they have forgotten to fear God who kills the spirits and their bodies. The devil is threatening them, I'll kill you, But you worship him for that. Remember when they get you from the body, you discover you have never died in the hands of the angels of God. And they take you in hell and they beat you from there. The devil conned me.
That
if I don't worship him, he will kill me. Now I am here, I'm being beaten. Another fakes and cones life. And
you're
in this world, you think he's telling you the truth.
If fakes that
your dead relatives have come back, yet none of them there comes back. All of them are in hell, they're being beaten. But he
you
that your dead relatives are there and you dream them. And
he
brought back fallen angels. Tells me, worship me. I'm going to join you on your forefathers in the next life.
There
is no life, he tells you. Things of life on this world.
Or spoken of
is in the kingdom of the devil, not of God. In it a doctor, and God gave them a wise heart.
And
he said, I can abandon you and you
die.
I can inject you and you die. Now, as you carry to inject and they get you out of the body, who are you going to inject it with?
Now,
Satan penetrated in it.
It
had very hard doctors. They exchange children. They do sacrifice for demons. They
entered
already Illuminati, most of them.
The
preparations you have now, when they made them under the ocean,
mostly,
people will give birth. In 1900 they said, 1990, they say we make panties, when someone clothes them, they stretch and tighten their bones. When they reach to give birth, they say they are narrow. And they operate them and they drink the blood through the operation. Health was prepared long time.
They call Human Rights Commission.
All of them are in the system of the devils. They even fight for homosexuals.
We
fight for life, human rights. All those names, they are blasphemous. You see them and say, wow, human rights.
These
are human rights.
Those ones
even fight for abortion to get a right to abort. They fight for recipients to happen and be in the world. All are names of blasphemy. There is life insurance.
They
insure their life. And how?
If you are going to insure your life insurance, insure it to Jesus.
Companies have names which are blasphemous.
I'll still tell you
after we shall start and read. Even if
you
read in the next week.
What is it closing?
For at least we're closing. But
there
are blasphemous names there.
Life insurance.
You insure your life. You're insuring it to who?
Now you fail to come insure your life into Jesus.
That they give you a guarantee.
When you
insure to Jesus, they give you a guarantee. It is the Holy Spirit. And he seals you. This one has to enter eternal life.
They
may tell you the fake things of healthy. Most people think things are good moving on. Infect a person, they told them, the kingdom of the beast of the Roman Empire. They said the Roman Catholic, you have to pay that tithe of them when you sin.
It's
the place they take you in purgatory at two Pluto's territory under the ocean, that they reduce your sins.
They
prepared and things are hanging there. The real health was phased out.
Know
the one true God and Christ is sent.
And
they brought another life. It's very different.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
That system
is so badly affected. If you've not started, you may think things are normal. It's well, moving on.
The Bible says,
peace, peace, yet there is no peace. There is no peace, truly. He saved me from death. When you die, you would not have saved you. I thank the Lord. I was able to check from this body before I aligned myself. But I know no matter when I'll check from this body, that they who beat the angel of death.
You can
see the kingdom of the devil what it did through healthy.
Death must die.
Their conference they make and they are titling them Death Must Die Kufari no Kufa. Death is never died. It comes for people every day.
That is done yet.
Devil lies to you even. I am the one who kills. I will kill you.
That
he causes death, but he can't kill any person.
Though
the scripture says,
he came to
kill and to destroy.
But
himself never kills.
But
makes us commit sin. And the angel of death comes, gets you from the body. And gets you into real destruction.
And
the sickness they call the ones of death
and
the sickness of the devil
and
the sickness of weakness of the body. All those have gotten lost there. Concern and health is still a problem. But we hope through the new generation with the full knowledge of God, we can restore it back the knowledge of God in the name of the Lord Jesus. And people fear the devil, thinking he's the one who kills. The other is the causer. And the killing killed. We don't know of it. Remember, all people in this world are dead. They have not believed Jesus yet. All of them are dead bodies. Right from when God released the command. In the garden, he said, whoever ties the tree will die. Adam touched the tree. And he entered death.
Devil
proves you one thing, you're living.
But
he knows you died.
Devil
knows it.
Whoever
has not believed Jesus is dead.
But most
of people are
living.
Walking, you're living. Jesus can't tell you dead bodies.
You can't tell
us such a word. We don't prove our life. We know nothing about it. Now the kingdom of the beast.
Prove
dead bodies that they are living.
When you
tell them get born again,
it's very hard.
How do we dare get born again?
They
died in the garden.
Now
there is no their life.
They must come
get life from Jesus.
Now,
every name of blasphemy
concern
in health.
And
the truth is that, brethren, when
we
speak of the healthy sick of the devil,
I
can say you're lying. The peace
we are
in is of healthy of God, life of God. Whoever refuses to know the one true God,
then
Christ Jesus is saved. They have no life. For God's people, they are destroyed for lacking knowledge. No matter what hospital you go to, how many times you
preach,
you do not be saved. Is there anyone getting saved?
No matter
how much they treat you from when you leave this world,
if
you don't get eternal life through
knowledge,
you will not be saved, you will be sick forever. This medicine of the body we have,
it
heals sickness as it pushes it on your spirit. That's why
God
said, I see you rotten from your head.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But the heal of Jesus, we heal totally. As we get born again, we
are
given a body from heaven.
So we
want to prove people that are right healthy, that they get from the shadow healthy which is around.
For
they're in the shadow.
The devil
moves on proof that they will be living.
They
even religion
say, you can
live in the garden of God on the world. All those are names of blasphemy.
We are
going to live on this world which is going to pass away.
Why?
I'm asking. The cough. Every
sickness
you are sick, rotten the day you get from the body.
There
is a recoverer which brings back every sickness we've ever had.
Hey.
When you check from the body,
there is
no medicine on this world which heals totally.
Except
Jesus alone can give you life in a full, and it is complete.
But
you see, we show as if you have gotten healed, you're not yet healed. And the one to be healed have to come to the Lord Jesus. And they keep their life in Jesus. And they prove that now living. Praise Jesus, brethren. I thank God for gotten life in the full. Me, ever since I got saved, that herbs of the, I saw that everyone who used it was in the wizards. Every herb in the field, we never drank it. And the person to see them use them, you will say they are of the shrines. But after I first heard this gospel, I got a dream. And someone told me, I'm going to give you wisdom. Whatever you have given the devil, you're going to restore it back yourselves. Now today, as I hear the gospel, Holy Spirit helps us to restore our things. I thank God. I got it while still at zero. And when I dreamed, I'm going to restore things you gave the devil. I began to drink. This time now, I collect my herbs and I give to someone to drink. I thank God for the devil had stolen this from us. Let me tell you the things.
The thief,
you know him.
Nothing
he has ever made on this world. All things he cones and fakes them. And he attaches himself to them. And he begins to give you conditions attached to them.
That
bath in the crossroads.
As you
bath is prepared, a fallen angel there.
He
is the one who torments you. But what grass has ever meant grow? The other is a thief. And
as a murderer,
he moves on to kill you more. He lies, you are living yet not living. The devil is a serious con man. Cones a dead thing and proves to it you are living. All that we shall be seeing it. Try to give a summary of those which you are to see in this head. In January we shall borrow 2 days in it.
Able
to study, finish up the health system.
To
show you with the one of God which is to appear.
And
how devil affect his. How we had distorted and twisted them.
People
that are going to meet their forefathers in the mountains in the next life. As you check from the body, you end up in hell. And whatever I told is not existing.
You
prove
this is a heart.
Born angels told them.
I'm going
to make some of you 24 elders.
Others
was to make them fall even creatures. But the deck happened one day and they chased them from heaven.
Now,
things of coining about life. He didn't do it before on you. He began it on the angels.
He told them,
leave your dominion, I'm going to give you other honors. They ended up being chased from heaven.
You're
going to join in the windows of your forefathers and you'll be in the space in another life.
When you check
from the body, you end in the hands of the angels of hell.
What
will you complain to who and where?
If you complain,
who minds you and who will save you?
He's already
fulfilled his agenda and mission. Now this
help is
not called it in herbs and eating.
Your
real life where it has to end too.
He
conned everything. I've seen a hand. Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. Today I was in a place that this will be done on radio at Mutunde site. I found a program as a preacher how the issue of death will happen. And they say when people die, go to Luke 16. The righteous go to Abraham's bosom in a certain place. And this evil, they are into the space. They are hanging there. That's why it never plays for the dead. And spoke many other words. Now where the radio was, I had preached to the neighbor before. They took time listening to me speak. When I asked them already, they told me to tell that the man is lying. A woman in much anger. If he lies, leave him, we want him. I looked at the woman. I answered her, I have not said stop listening to him, but he's lying. And I left when the woman has gotten hungered. But thank Lord that he has redeemed us. At least we can understand.
I got it. Now,
when that man reads
Luke,
the man is in hell. There is hell in the space up there. He said on the day of judgment, that's why the saints will be brought to take them to heaven.
But
now they are not in heaven, they're in the bosom of Abraham.
Me,
I get saved in things I don't know that I'm going to be in a place I don't know.
As we live here, and
he said, we are
going somewhere,
me too, I follow. I don't go with you. I must prove where you're taking me.
And we're
going somewhere in the bosom of Abraham.
Bible
in Hebrews 11.
Jesus
from verse 8 to 16. Abraham fought for the city God built. And he reached that city. According to Hebrews 12:22, they will come in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven,
the great
gathering of the angels and the saints of God.
And
we gather in the city of God,
Jerusalem,
Jerusalem, what you see there,
that's
we want to lighten you in that hope.
Don't be
there hanging, where am I going?
I follow
that we are just going somewhere. I'm not sure.
Philippians 3:26,
our home is in heaven.
Heaven,
that is our home.
And
you tell me we're going somewhere?
You
go to your somewhere place. But we are going to heaven, and our Father Himself is in heaven. We shall appear again here when Jesus is coming here. We shall come with Him. Thessalonians shall appear with Him.
And they
will be translated and we rise up together. They want to first go to hell, you first go there. We didn't get safe to go to hell first.
The man was
in the cross with him, he told him, let's meet in paradise, which
you
know is in the third heaven. Now, the one on the cross is not
spent
much season on this world, troubles with this world.
And
he's arguing for salvation.
He's
on the cross, he's gotten saved there. God tells him, let's get up.
Atenza achata wana ndio wanawana no
kuokewa
mtukenda somewhere
that we go somewhere
na hivyo nabili hiyo
but all that is out there
wabula mtugu na ogwebyo bulam
the healthy head
we gwasinge nyota wanye byo bulam bwa abantu
trouble so my the healthy kuva
mbulam no bali mulero
right from the life they are in today
to
reaching the eternal life
ibintu byachu sibwa nyo
things were changed so much
mwimwe dini ezikugamba
their religion is telling you
ogenda soka mugeena
you're going to first head to hell.
When
Jesus will come and sound the trumpet, you will get out of there.
All
those, they changed your life. Those who first go to
purgatory,
they are on your very own life praying on it.
We
must go to heaven, they tell us to first go to purgatory.
Now,
there is a life of our brethren in one religion.
They are
going in Jannah to marry 70 virgins.
That foolish
immoral
God.
One man, 70 women. How can you handle them?
I don't know whether
that God is going to
empower them.
More strength, manhood strength. Even one man, you cannot handle them.
As
you rotate to where you began from, another is on high gear where you began from.
2 months
back, you abandoned
the spirit.
Now you would never rest every man.
that God
is going to trouble those
people.
And he do sex alone. And the man never gets rest. Because
70
every day you give one. You end up in 3 months.
Remember,
the one who left 3 months there on high gear.
When we
the life of people,
how
the kingdom of the devil captured it,
it goes deep.
It's not in physical life alone,
but
reaching to eternal life.
What
kind of man is that?
He
that God is not an easy God.
Those men
who have gotten Muslims,
they are
all busy and is watching them. Checking on people's lives. People's lives, they played on them like that.
I don't know what going to go and
they are going to be virgins.
Now you have
given pathways. I don't know what you're going to do even. What are you doing there?
Do you
get in that religion?
It's
not abusing religion.
But there are
things we speak of.
And
even that God suppresses us.
And
not
a
living God by the devil himself.
He knew that these
immorals to capture them is one way. Let him promise them women.
They had
the love of God, but this immorality was too much in them.
They
decided to create a religion for them specifically. Most time I tell people,
if you want
commit adultery, enter the religion, it's free. You got four women, go ahead with them. After you finish, they'll add you 70.
You
get many adulterers in there. These destroy their lives.
So we talk
that seventh head.
It is very
serious target in life.
Not
this physical life reaching to eternal life.
They
want to totally destroy it.
They
establish the number 666, which moves in the twisted wisdom, the understanding which is false, the counsel which is false, the power which is not good, the knowledge which is not right, the fear which is not of fear of God.
It
moves in that system.
And
seven heads move with that system too.
Okumanya kwa hivyo obulamu ebiriwo kwa bulimba.
Health which is around is false.
Amagezi agali musige matu.
Wisdom in it is not real wisdom.
Kali tujja kuba tulandikira.
We shall begin from there.
Wakama kuwa
may God bless.
Ebale kujja.
Thank you for coming.